Dr. Max, let's see. We've talked about Jason Day. We've talked Tiger Wood. And today we talk about the number one player in the world, Rory McIlroy, who is on crutches after rupturing a ligament in his ankle, not playing golf, but playing soccer. And the big question is, with the British Open coming to the cradle of golf, St. Andrews, next week, what do you think? Would he be smart not to rush playing golf?
You know, it is Rory's business. He did play soccer, and if that's what he wanted to do and enjoy the weekend with his family, I've always been more of a football fan than a soccer fan, but I can't fault him for being human. Depending on what ligament, and if it's truly ruptured, the ARP will not work on a ligament that's torn asunder. If it's ripped and holding together, it will encourage that ligament to heal. So I don't know if there's any help for him there with the ARP. I can tell you a story of a bad ankle sprain back to football and football fans. Freeney, the defensive end for the Indianapolis Colts, 3 years ago in the NFC Championship, sprained his ankle severely playing the Philadelphia Eagles. He had 2 weeks to recover, and when he played in the Super Bowl, the announcers mentioned how it seemed like he played and didn't even favor that ankle, because he holed up in a Florida hotel with an ARP guru, and they ARP'd the daylights out of him, and the hotel cook fed him nothing but beef ribs. And I guess the story goes, he was doing one-legged toe raises with a man on his back, and two or three ARPs hooked up to different parts of his body, and the team orthopedic surgeon walked in and said, "I'm not seeing this," and walked out.
Hmm.
So ARP does do things that can't be explained by modern medicine, much like modern medicine tries as it will. It can't explain the marvels of the human body and our God-given healing abilities.
Golf is something that we continue to try to be concerned about, being it's a golf show. But we have those that camp, those play tennis, those working. What are some signs that you need a chiropractor?
A good one is waking up with a stiff neck every once in a while. And it might be the stiff neck that lasts until noon. It might be the stiff neck that lingers for a couple days. But anyone that says they slept wrong, how did you sleep wrong different the night before you wake up with a stiff neck compared to the night that you wake up feeling fine? You need a chiropractor. A good chiropractor can fix that problem. I would say, too, that what I'm noticing, if I can be old enough to start referring to millennials now, but there was a time when I'd put up a set of x-rays, and if there looked like there was a lot of degenerative changes, I could say, well, were you in the service or did you grow up on the farm? And now, particularly with cervical x-rays, we can see that loss of curve in the new generation that has been texting, has been playing video games and whatnot. Our laptop and our iPad posture is very hard on the neck, worse so than the computer screen posture.
Dr. Max Reinecke, Reinecke Chiropractic, how do people find you?
The phone is the best way, 335-0880. We have a multiple doctor office. If one of us is booked, one of the others can usually see those new patients that call. I think the Friday before the 4th of July, Dr. Jordy saw three new patients and two patients that hadn't been in for some time that needed to get in before the weekend.
I would guess, and I haven't been to a party with you at any time, but you must get a lot of great questions at parties.
Number one question is it good to crack your neck? Is it good to crack your own neck? And a lot of people have a habit of cracking their own neck, and typically it's asked by their spouse because it bugs the heck out of them. And so my response to that is cracking your own neck is like going to a lousy chiropractor often. It is a sign of instability, and the chiropractor is going to find what needs to move and get moving and take those loose spots that wind up making muscles get tight. People that have a neck cracking habit have a loose spot in their neck. As they sleep, the muscles tighten up to protect it. When they wake up, the muscles feel stiff and they have to crack it. If it worked, you wouldn't need to do it three or four times a day.
Why is chiropractic care different than medical care?
Medical care is very concerned with the diagnosis. They have to put every patient into a specific category in order for the proper treatment as far as the proper prescription goes. Chiropractic is different because it treats every person separately. When you come in, on Monday you got a June 6th Bill Zortman adjustment. You didn't get the bad right knee, bad low back adjustment. Anyone that comes in is going to be examined, and they might, five people might have the same symptoms, and each one have a different combination of things that have caused it, that, and they each need to be fixed in their own special way.
He's Dr. Max Reinecke, Reinecke Chiropractic. He joins us on Wednesdays. As he was mentioning, I'm still seeing you. You're taking me from the level that I had a weak knee on the right side, had trouble going up and down the stairs, even though I made the trip to Washington and climbed all the stairs there, sometimes one at a time. But things have changed. But you're now rebuilding or restructuring, re-strengthening.
We are strengthening. We are regaining strength in those muscles that were the muscles that were weak that made Bill want to take his steps one at a time. We've got the inflammation out of those muscles. We've got the nerves from coming from the back hooked up to them. They're firing. Since those muscles haven't been able to work for years, they're weak, and we're restoring strength. And when those muscles that hold your knee in proper position are strong enough, you should be able to walk up and down the bleachers at grandson's baseball games. And sure, if you put too many miles on that knee, it's going to feel like it, but it's going to be much better than where it started.
One thing that your staff does consistently with me is ask, have you had any protein? Why is that so important?
Oh, they're going to be so proud of you, Bill. Anyone that wants to come in and get an ARP treatment, they think they have a soft tissue injury, shoulder, elbow, ankle, you name it. The ARP is going to make you feel better twice as fast as any other treatment, but you need protein. The ARP encourages the body to grow more muscle fibers. Every muscle fiber needs to be connected to the brain by a nerve. Both muscles and nerves are made of protein. If your body doesn't have protein, it can't tolerate the ARP as well. You don't get your money's worth without that protein.
Dr. Max Reinecke, Reinecke Chiropractic. One last time, how they reach you?
335-0880. We're centrally located just north of the Hy-Vee on Minnesota Avenue, 37th and Center. I'd love to be able to help you.
Dr. Max, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, Bill, you have a good week.